Can you say you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast?
No, that I am.
You're listening to the Tom.
Tim.
And Jack.
Dad.
Podcast.
Awful. Awful. Shouldn't have bothered.
Hello.
Hello.
That was good.
Oh.
Synergy.
You're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast. Maybe live on Radio Bista. Maybe not.
Bista's only alternative.
Bista's only alternative. Maybe just in the cellar. My name's Tom. Your name is?
Jack.
Correct.
And that comprises the Tom and Jack podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm
right. Yeah?
You'll find out about
downtrodden?
It. You'll find out about it in the diary.
Diary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's always something to look forward to, isn't there? It's sounding a lot more hollow down here.
Is
one of those,
say,
one of our IKEA drapes gone?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice that. I was thinking more of the fact that the carpet's gone.
That's why there's bounce and sound.
My mum's just come down and destroyed my one little vassal of happiness in this house. So, if we sound like we're recording in a tin bucket, apologies.
Floating in a tin can, but, recording a pod. What Bowie would have wanted.
How are you?
I'm yeah, right. Sorry, you seem, just sipping my coffee.
You seem very
follow.
You seem almost chipper.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I can't really complain. Mm. Yeah, it's not too bad. I think I've just come from my mum and dad's house, and that is genuine. Well, you live with a parent, so you know what it's like every single day.
It's just nice to
Hello,
live.
How are you? Nice to see you. Have you thought about what you're going to do for a mortgage? Right, okay. I will see you later.
Why do we all have to buy?
Why do we all have to be sensible and adults? Why can't we just live like feral kings?
No one in Europe buys. They just get like 10-year leases on rental properties.
I don't know how to spin this conversation into something funny.
Yeah, me neither. So on with the show.
Well, I suppose rental properties are probably a little bit more flexible on the mainland.
You brought up mortgages.
In the context of aren't parents annoying?
Coming up, we've got... Tom's Diary.
Yeah.
Game of Moans, not associated with
the pornographic parody.
And some other stuff I'm
Ghosts?
Sure will just wing. Ghosts.
Do you know, because we talked about it the other week, I was looking at ghost stories on websites.
And you got scared.
So I thought, yeah. I couldn't sleep, so I had to put the phone down. Just nudging my girlfriend in the night. Who's seen in the corner? I saw something move. It's wearing my dressing gown.
So you were looking at ghost stories.
Looking at ghost stories, but they're all like 2,000 word essays. They're mad.
Yeah.
And it's all, I know it doesn't sound scary to you, but I'm just saying that I was cooking my tea and I'd only put the timer on the oven for 30 minutes. But it went off after 20. Now you tell me that isn't supernatural. Great.
I'm scared enough of normal real life without adding some supernatural element.
Very good.
I mean, if people will make up like funny exam results or stuff their children who don't exist said, then, and those things can actually happen in the real world, what chance are there of these ghost stories being true?
Why are we meant as a civilization? Why are we meant to trust each other? Why are we meant to trust other people when there's people in the world that make up crap like that?
We don't trust each other, do we?
Oh.
I suppose we're meant to live in a civilized society.
Are we talking wider now, or are we talking you and me?
Both.
Okay. You trust me, don't you?
So we don't have any ghost stories.
You trust me with your content that I snip out and then use for my own demos.
So
I don't.
You couldn't be bothered to do that. That's how I know.
Nah, I'd never find the time.
You're not doing work. Oh, I can't be bothered. Let's watch some stupid art house film sitting our fingers. So last week,
what I do with my fingers in my own time, in my own house.
Last week I introduced a new little bit at the top of the show where I asked an ethical question.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? So last
week's, are we continuing that?
Last week's ethical dilemma was, if you sleep with someone for money to buy your partner a present, is that cheating?
Yes.
So obviously these questions don't have definitive answers.
It did prove to be quite unanimous though, didn't it?
The game's all about opinions. Well, on just a quick breakdown of how Twitter reacted.
It's a game to you, is it?
So 81% on Twitter said yes, that is cheating. Fair enough, that's entirely up to them. 81%, did I say that?
You did, yeah.
8% said no, it's not cheating. And 11% said don't know. And they're my favourites, I think, because I like the fact that they wanted to vote, but they had no strong opinion either way.
Well, I think they're calculated people. They're thinking, well, it would depend on the context. What's the situation? How much money do I have? What kind of gift is it? Things aren't black and white, mate.
So this week's ethical question is, feel free to think about this. If you feel you've got an answer, by all means get in contact with us. So this week's ethical question is it okay to buy old ivory considering the elephant's already dead?
Right, but ivory always comes from... Well, I suppose it doesn't always come from a dead elephant, but the elephant will likely die from the ivory being taken from the elephant.
But what I'm saying now is if you buy an antique piece of ivory, there's nothing wrong with that, really, because the elephant's dead and it would have been dead anyway.
What happened to the elephant?
I don't know. That's not... It's open to interpretation.
It's not good enough. I need more.
There's no easy answers, I'm afraid. You won't have to buy any of those philosophy books on my shelf that I've never read.
I wouldn't buy ivory. I wouldn't buy elephant's ivory because... I'm against it. And I'm more into rhino horns.
Well, as Zoella said this week, when she tweeted a picture of Bill Crosby, I can't be expected to know everything. And on that note, I think we should have a song and then we'll come back with some music. I think we should have a song and we'll come back with My Diary for the last time.
What?
Yeah.
Why the last time?
Mill's back now.
Oh, so?
Well, I'll see
so that's it for your life, is it?
This is Lola by the Kinks, radio bit.
Oh, trust you for that, dear.
That was Lola by the Kinks, maybe, on Radio Bista.
Bista's only alternative. You're listening to Tom and Jack.
We were just discussing that. I don't think that woman is a man in that song.
You think... Well, she's just butch.
Yeah, I think that's a reductive gender stereotype to think that a woman can't be strong or have a gruff voice or walk like a man.
Yeah, no. That, yeah.
I think that's about nothing. And then Ray Davies had an interview and he said it's about getting off of a bloke and thinking it was a woman.
I think that you're changing your interpretation of the song ever since you've had an incident in a nightclub. Where a lovely young gentleman in a dress has approached you and perhaps cupped you a little too closely.
Right, you know me for quite a long time now. And just sort of looking at me as well. Do you think I often get propositioned in nightclubs?
By transvestites, yes.
Okay, fair enough. I don't, actually.
No?
No.
Ever? Not that you're aware of, per se. You've never quite got to the reveal point.
We were at a gay club one night and it was like transvestite night and we did keep going up to random transvestites and saying, oh mate, fancy them, which is really...
That's
short.
Funny,
it's
is it?
Funny. It was quite funny, yeah. It was quite funny. Oh, anyway.
Child.
Right. My common law wife has been away at Warwick University for some time now.
Kitty.
My CLW... has been away for 5 weeks, I believe.
Don't change it to CLW.
Doing a course. And the old ball and chain.
Oh. Well, the missus, she come up to me, she said, what do you want for your tea? I said, whatever you're having.
The missus. Yeah, I know, that's bad, isn't it? Anyway, she's been away on a course for 5 weeks. So I've had no one to talk to. So I've poured all my thoughts and feelings and funny and sad things that happened to me into a diary. So for probably, I think, the last time till she goes away / leaves me forever, this is Tom's diary.
Let's begin.
Going to be honest with you, I think I kind of spoilt you last week by leaving the house twice.
That was spoiling, was it?
Yeah, so I think you might right. be a little bit disappointed about... how much has gone on in my life this
well,
week.
Well, I'm sure me and the listeners can't wait to hear this disappointment of content.
As always, if you could save your...
Would there be any laughs?
It's not it's never been about...
Oh.
It's never been funny, has it?
No.
This is my most serious piece of work to date. So, as always, if you could save your thoughts and feelings till the end of the day, that'd be great.
If this is your most serious piece of work, then what the hell is that?
That's a painting.
And that's not serious. That is...
That's not serious. That was for our award-worthy comedy short film. Still getting viewed to this day.
The Japanese House Cafe, now on YouTube.
Over 100 views.
Is it on Vimeo?
No.
Okay.
Monday. Didn't do much today. Got a job rejection via email. It said, I wanted to take the time to personally tell you that we won't be taking your application any further. I thought this was weird because they signed the email with just the name of the company. I'm now scared I might have to take a sales job and I'll end up as a Wolf of Wall Street or a Big Short. Drove to Jack's house to watch Game of Thrones. I smoked on the way and realised my niece's car seat was still in the car, so I wound down the window. Got to Jack's Road and made the usual half a mile walk to his flat. When I got there, Jack and his girlfriend showed me their jigsaw. They've been doing a jigsaw for a long time, and every time I go there, they show me how much they've done. They finished it now, but there is one piece missing. They can't find it anywhere. I said, this is really funny and actually better than a completed picture of just a house. Jack said he agreed, but he looked angry and sad. We watched Game of Thrones. It was a pretty good episode, but we'd both been told it was mental, so we're disappointed. After, we talked. Mostly about Game of Thrones. Jack and Hannah have stopped asking me about job hunting because of my expression when they do. I left their flat. Stopped to get petrol. I like getting petrol at night because there's less chance of people looking at me doing it wrong. When I pulled up at the pump, I got out and realised the petrol hole was on the other side. While I was realising this, someone pulled up behind me. I was too ashamed to drive back in or pull the nozzle over the top like I've seen on TV. So I went home and went to bed. That's the end of Monday.
Yeah, that jigsaw is... that is just the final nail in the coffin of that stupid jigsaw.
Every time
there's
I go there,
there's been nothing
go,
short of the bane of my life.
Jack O'Hanna will point at the jigsaw and show how much more they do, and I'll go, yeah, that's great. And then they finally got there.
It's just one bit.
Just one piece, not there. Magical. That I really think that's so much funnier. That's
it is.
So much funnier. Than
it is,
just,
yeah.
I mean, they're not really funny, jigsaw.
I think something 99.99% completed.
That is, yeah. Maybe you should just get a picture of that on your gravestone, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. Why? What is wrong with you with the petrol thing? What?
What do you mean?
Why can't you just fill your car up with petrol?
Because I never park near enough, or I don't park in the right place, or I pick up diesel and then I have to put it back, or someone's looking at me funny, or I forget to turn the engine off, or something like that. So I always do it wrong. And if it's really busy, people are really impatient because there's a load of wanker bankers trying to get back home to their ugly spouses.
Yeah.
And I don't want to annoy them. But then, yeah, I did it at night. And, it's embarrassing. Embarrassing. Anyway, any other questions?
No, not really.
Okay. Tuesday. Didn't do much today. Found a job listing that said, Kapoi writer wanted. But even they wanted 2 years experience. Went to meet some friends at the pub. We laughed about how weird it is that Bicester Village is one of the UK's biggest tourist attractions, even though it's just some shops. Apparently, someone saw a billboard about it in a Chinese airport. We started talking about suicide, and I told them suicide is a criminal offence. They didn't believe me, but I proved them wrong. One of them said it should be punishable by death. Later, we were talking about a different friend who's just had a party, which he told me was happening soon, but never actually invited me to. This annoyed me. I also found out he had an embarrassing argument with his girlfriend and stormed out of her house. He got to the bottom of the road before he had to embarrassingly come back. He did this twice in half an hour. I'd never normally write that or talk about it on the podcast, but I'm annoyed about the party. Had a good time at the pub and fooled everyone into thinking I was okay at pool. Went home and went to bed. It's the end of day two.
What pub did you go to?
I was in Aylesbury, mate.
Alright.
Why?
I'm just wondering what you're saying about friends and the pub, and I'm just a bit...
No, they're still there, some of them.
Oh, right.
There. Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah?
Still, yeah. Last of the Lost Boys.
How did you do it, Paul?
Well, I'm good at... Like, if you were just sort of walking past his thing, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. So I get my head right down.
Just right down, yeah, against the table.
Spot on. And then just as long as you don't watch where the balls go,
yeah,
it's great. So I can sort of flute my way into...
Your chin just gently resting on the edge.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Thigh cocked right the way over onto the table.
I'm still discovering stuff that I'm much better at now. I've got glasses. I'm much better, but I beat my mate at pool. And I'm still finding stuff, even now.
Yeah.
Lad, how have I lived? What could I have achieved if I'd had my eyes diagnosed at birth?
What will you achieve now that you know?
I'm too tired. Too tired. Right, this is where the diary starts to sort of... fall apart. That was the exciting stuff.
Okay.
Wednesday. My sister brought my nieces around today, even though she's got her own house. They made a lot of noise and annoyed me, even though I had absolutely nothing to do. When they eventually left, I cleaned up after them, but I was actually glad to finally have something to do. Went out for dinner with my mum in the evening. The place had a carvery, and loads of disgusting people were eating from it. There was a really old man opposite me eating alone. I was worried I might turn into him one day, but then I realised he could at least afford a meal. Went home and went to bed.
You also have to get to old age first, which, let's face it, is...
Oh no, I wouldn't want to leave this paradise I've been living in for 24 years.
I know. What a shame. I don't want to live till old age.
I just want to live till tomorrow. Actually, no. Thrones.
Thrones, mate.
You've got to just think, something to live for. Want to get the end of Thrones. End of Thrones, Nathan For You will start again.
Yeah.
There might be a couple of weeks where Pete will just do nothing or fill the gap. And then bang, back into it. Nathan For You.
Lovely television.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Stranger Places.
Yeah.
A Place in the Strange. yeah. Laughing. Into Star Wars, and then it's Christmas. You can't do it at Christmas.
Oh.
And then New Year, so many possibilities. Cycle starts again. Any questions about Wednesday?
Valentine's Day?
Oh, no. Valentine's. It's bloody con, isn't it?
No questions about Wednesday. Other than why did she write a diary about that?
Well, I can't just have a blank day.
You could have done something.
No, it's too late by then.
All right.
Thursday. One of my mum's friends came round. She walked past the door and I was working at my computer. I was cropping round a picture of my own face for a YouTube video. She didn't say anything. I'm also quite worried my mum has read my diary as I left it open on the table overnight. Uploaded our new sketch to YouTube. I put it on a website. The first comment said, "This is sh-." In some ways, I will miss doing this diary. In others, I really won't. I hoped it would motivate me to have a more active life, but it's really just highlighted how dull it is. Nothing else happened today. There you go, that's the end of Thursday.
Yeah, we did another vlog thing that's gone up on YouTube.
That's good. Universally panned.
Who is the person that commented on YouTube? Do you know?
Yeah, that's my mate.
Okay.
It's just a fan.
Yeah.
Bloody groupie.
Yeah. I'm glad that he referenced the fruited pastel.
Yeah, you always like that.
I do like saying that, yeah. And I would like more people to start saying it.
So if you see Jack in the street, just come up and put...
just offer me a fruited pastel.
Come
I'd love
and put
that.
Fruit pastels down his back.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll still eat them, mate. So joke's on you, yeah?
Friday, what may be the final ever day of the diary.
Heavens forbid.
I mean...
woe is me.
You might have to write what the postscript shame. When this is posthumously published. And we found
I think it will be in the hands of the Investigations Bureau.
We found him 2 weeks later being eaten by his cat. He'd been dead for some time.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Friday. Went to pick up Mill from Warwick today for the final time. Left at 3:30. It normally takes me roughly 1.5 hours, or 90 minutes. Arrived at 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Was stuck on the motorway for nearly an hour. Got Siri to text Mill saying I would be late, and she replied, "Can you hurry up?" Had been queuing for about 15 minutes when a man pulled up in the hard shoulder and did a piss. I really needed the toilet too, but I'd never do this. He also had a weird moustache. Had been queuing for about 30 minutes when I saw a sign saying, "Queues expected." Had my window down and asked Siri to play Elton John. I had to shout over the road noise. The man in the car next to me shook his head. Eventually got to Warwick and they were hosting a comic con. I looked at all the funny and sad anime people as I drove past. I thought maybe I'd have a better life if I joined them. Then I realised I can't because I've had sex. Got home and now I'm waiting for Jack.
I'm really surprised you don't join them. I think that'd be right up your street.
No, I like a laugh, right? Okay, there was a person with like a massive cartoon scythe. I was thinking, what is going on?
How does one carry something that's cartoon?
Well, no, it was painted. I don't think it was a real scythe. But I was thinking I could mount the curb here and just mow them all down and society would have no loss. I don't know how those people function in society. I know I don't, so I can't cast aspersions on society as a whole, but
you can't.
They can't all be in IT or writing fan fiction.
Why not?
I don't know. I think I'm just jealous.
For what? Their virginity.
They're all into kinky sex and stuff, those people. They look pretty randy.
Why did you jump to that conclusion? You're projecting again.
Yeah, maybe. They're all wearing like leather and stuff.
Look at those nerds. They're up for it. They're mad for it.
Oh, and that is perhaps the final entry into the diary.
Great.
Did you enjoy that?
No.
Me neither. Don't sigh, mate. It'll be all right.
Will it?
Maybe you should write a diary next week. What do you want from me?
A diary?
Yeah.
I go to work, mate.
What do you mean a diary? We were just talking about diaries. They act like I brought up diaries out.
How would I do a diary from work? Monday, went to work. Did my work.
No, you know when you send me those pictures of people eating yogurts with pen lids and stuff? Just write about that. Write about what you know.
That woman.
What was she doing? She was eating a lasagna with a CD or something.
She was eating lasagna. Leftover lasagna from the night before with a teaspoon. I couldn't bring myself to ask her why.
Weren't you having a meeting though?
No, it was in a meeting room, but it was at lunch. And I don't normally sit with people at work for lunch for those reasons.
Really? Where'd you go and sit?
Anywhere.
You were laughing at me last week because I hid down an alleyway to eat a sandwich.
I don't hide down an alleyway. I'll go and sit on a park bench somewhere or like just at my desk or something.
Lonely boy.
I would rather be by myself.
No, mate. I used to...
What are you doing tomorrow? I don't really know. There's a jazzercise class on. Are you going to go? Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Great. When I used to work, I said I didn't want my break if there was someone else on break. I went, no, I'll wait till you get back. It's fine. You enjoy it. You have an extra 5 minutes. I'd rather have less break on my own.
Now that I work with almost exclusively 40 to 50 year old women, there's a word now. You know how some people don't like the phonetics of words like moist?
Yeah.
The word Prosecco has become that for me. It fills me with this sense of, like, not dread, just, I think it's a degree of sadness that I've never really properly experienced before in my life.
I don't know, it's just, what do they see in it? I don't understand.
Anyone want a tea or coffee? Oh, a glass of Prosecco would be nice. Great. Oh, we need a glass of Prosecco after today, I tell you.
Have you tasted it?
What did you get up to at the weekend? Oh, me and the girls just had some Prosecco, really.
It tastes like Lambrini.
It's
disgusting. I don't know what they're going on about. I know, mad.
Well, it's cheaper than champagne, isn't it? So champagne tastes dreadful.
I'll tell you what's really funny.
It's like cat's piss.
I like when people share stuff on Facebook where they go, oh, just one glass of wine tonight, and then it's a massive, massive wine glass.
Or the wine glass that is the lid.
It just plugs into the top of the bottle.
Yeah,
go, oh,
great.
Yeah, just one glass. That will never stop being funny. Please keep sharing that forever.
If you do sit at home and look at stuff like that and you laugh aloud, please reevaluate what you do with your life.
You're listening to Radio Vista, maybe. This is Tom and Jack. Maybe you're listening to a podcast. Either way, this is Burning Love. Boys.
And this is Vista's only alternative.
Elvis Presley. Burning Love.
Uh-huh.
By a little man called Elvis.
Presley.
Yes. Tom and Jack, Radio Vista's only alternative. You just told me during that song... Well, you also ruined it by me... You also ruined it for me forever by saying, if you listen, it sounds like there's a car indicator going off the entire time.
It does.
So I can never listen to that again. That's been ruined.
You're welcome.
But you also said your girlfriend's work was meant to have an Elvis night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what does that entail? And you said you asked her if there was karaoke, and she said no.
Mate, what else do you do? What else do you just stand in a room dressed as Elvis listening to Elvis?
Oh,
it must be karaoke.
I know, surely. What is that otherwise? Just stand in a room.
What would you do?
What song?
Mm.
Can't help falling in love with you.
Yeah, you'd have to. Wise men say only fools rush in.
Wonderful.
But yeah.
Then we'll get copyright infringement. If you
yes,
that.
True.
It's so accurate.
Sued by burgers.
Do you reckon he's still alive, Elvis?
Why did he have that wall of TVs? What an idiot.
No, that's stupid. That's what money's for, that sort of thing.
You like can't that. Watch more than one thing at once, though. Maybe on two TVs you could have, like, I don't know, a game of football and a film or something.
Wait, surely you did that thing where it's like an eighth of an actual TV screen. So
no, I reckon he watched the
several. Well, he was just watching every channel at once.
Yeah.
He was a bit mad, wasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, never mind. Dead now, of course. Allegedly.
We still love you, Elvis. We like your music anyway.
Right, what should we do now? Do you want to do Game of Moans?
I think you should start dressing like 68 Comeback Elvis.
What was that? Leather jumpsuit?
Yeah.
You text me saying that in the week, apropos of nothing. What an odd text to receive.
But with no pants on.
Weirdo. Great. How can you wear a leather jumpsuit with no pants?
You tell me, mate. Okay. You do the research.
Imagine that. I look like a shrink-wrapped salami.
A leather couch, but with all the padding took out.
Leather deck chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Game of Moans?
Yeah,
not associated with a pornographic parody.
So this is the part of the show where we preview an episode of Game of Thrones and predict what we think is going to happen in it, and then we talk about it afterwards.
Didn't really have any predictions for this week, did we?
No, we'll have to refresh ourselves with what we said, but no. Mostly it feels it's turning into now, this feature, a sort of spoiler thing, because every week it's like, oh, well, I can't discuss that bit because it's been spoiled because some knob on Uni Lad has shared it. Mm. Or this week, some person put up a video on YouTube, which just came up on my homepage, and it said, spoilers, episode, next week's one, which has been leaked.
Mm.
And just a little picture as the cover, which has spoiled everything, which is good.
Oh, so you know what's going to happen as well?
I know one thing that's going to happen, I think, from that thing, and it's probably the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
So,
I think.
Don't tell me though, because I'm not.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Because you got spoiled this week, didn't you?
Yeah, so.
It's good to do a spoiler, isn't it?
So, a certain person that I don't even correspond with anymore, and I know I should just delete these people on Facebook, because this is exactly the comeuppance that I get. Where. Tagged someone else in a Daily Mail article about it, and now I've never liked the Daily Mail for all their bigotry, but now I'm actively against them. They posted an article about, oh, it's been linked, HBO Spain messed up, and then someone posted a gif of the biggest thing that's happened in the entire series.
That is the worst.
So I was flicking through my newsfeed, and then it started playing, and I was like, it's so infuriating. And I've just had to sit there all week holding it in like a sneeze because no one else knows, and I've got no one else to talk about it with, so I've just had to pretend that I don't know.
Incidentally, if you're against the Daily Mail, you should cancel your Nectar card if you've got one.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, because they've partnered with Daily Mail this week, and I, along with several thousand other people, have cancelled my Nectar card.
Smart.
So this is our...
What about like Alton Towers when they do vouchers for that?
I hate theme parks, and I hate people, and I hate leaving the house, so deal with it. Hello. We're back doing our Game of Thrones predictions called Game of Moans, not associated with the pornographic parody. Hello, Jack's here.
Hello, we're here for episode 5, and we don't have any predictions.
Not really, no.
Not so much as it's like, I've got no idea where it's going to go. More, I'd rather just watch it than think it through.
But yeah, true.
It's a mental one.
Yeah, I've had several sources have said it's a mental.
Okay, so what could happen that's mental? The Night King, he walk through the wall. Just go straight through it.
I think the wall's coming down this episode.
It'll knock on the door bit, and I'm like, who is it? It's Bran. No, I've already let him through. I went back out, I lost my frisbee.
Or if it was you could do Peter Baelish.
I come through the wall. And there you go. See the Night King lift off his little penny. And see what all the fuss is about.
Right.
And there.
I was thinking the throne was going to come down, but there's that bit in the trailer, the massive bit, the wall, the game comes down, and they go beyond the wall. But now I think, because they just don't obey time anymore with travelling, so I wouldn't be surprised if Jon leaves Dragonstone, gets to Winterfell, does the thing beyond the wall, and then comes back all in
maybe
39 minutes or whatever.
If the mental thing is someone dying, who is it?
Oh, I think Baelish is going soon, isn't he? He doesn't have a plan. Or he'll always live on in your vocal cords.
Yeah.
And not going to die yet. I've not seen up Sansa's skirt.
Where's that been? The Brotherhood Without Banners will be back this episode, I predict.
Probably.
It's been too long.
I think that... I don't know who could die. I can't call it.
No, I don't know either.
Because it feels like we're slap bang in the middle of too many stories, but then we were slap bang in the middle of Rob's story, and then he popped
up. Well, yeah, but then once you look at it retrospectively, it kind of makes sense as an arc. I think Jaime should have died.
Yeah.
Maybe
he has.
No way. He fell in the stream. What a way to go. And I don't care. Let's watch it.
Find out.
Goodbye.
Why would you want to?
There you have it. Those are our previews. It's So we just took a little break there to get the next episode streaming.
Yeah.
Because we don't want any more spoils.
Sick of the spoils. You can't be trusted on the internet, could you? We gave you... We British gave you the internet. Sir, what is his name? Bernard Shaw or something like that. I'm thinking of
Bernard
that.
Shaw?
Who's Bernard Shaw?
He's an author, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bernard
Lee? Is that it?
I don't know.
It's something like that.
He was a lecturer at Southampton when I was there, the man who invented the internet.
Yeah.
Fact.
Did you thank him?
There you go. And I went up and said, thank you so much for what you've done for this country.
My trousers.
No, I didn't thank him. I've just realised what I'm going to do, re-Game of Thrones. You know those little rat children who were favourite in that website, that thing that tweeted me saying, spoilers, it's been up for 6 hours. I'm going to find every one of them and I'm going to private message them on Twitter telling them everything that happens in this episode.
They probably already know.
Isn't out yet, I don't care. If I get just one of them, it's worth it. Right, Game of Thrones. Better again.
Yes.
I say, first of all. Not hugely exciting in terms of spectacle.
A lot of chat.
But some good chat, good acting as well. It's funny how just getting Peter Dinklage and the foreign one in a room together and getting them talking with, you know, even passable dialogue is suddenly a better TV show.
I'm really annoyed now, though, that I've seen... So you know that bit where the dragon comes down and John pets it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this gif? It's of...
tame a dragon, ride a dragon, eat a dragon. Dragon.
No, it's of John touching the dragon thing. Mm. It's almost shot for shot identical to the bit in Shrek where the dragon comes up to Donkey.
Mm.
Like, it's exactly the same.
I know you hate Shrek, but I think that's a coincidence.
What, you think that's an homage to Shrek? If you watch it, mate, it's weird to believe that it's not some weird sort of, like, what do they call it? An Easter egg?
Yeah, sort of.
Mm. It's very strangely similar.
Okay. I mean, they've just gone a bit mad, the people who do the show now.
Yeah.
Old D&D. What else? Chris from Skins is back from the dead.
Yeah.
After he overdosed, famously, in Series 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then his dad wouldn't let his mates come to the funeral.
Shame.
That's annoying, wasn't it? Oh, I thought, but they came anyway, of course. And I believe Tony and the one in the hat stole his coffin. I went through a race through the streets of Bristol. Do you remember Skins?
That's Skins, isn't it?
Skins.
That was the Skins way.
Oh, I remember thinking that was cool when I was about 13. Yeah,
of course you did. I never really enjoyed it. Never. I didn't watch that much of it, to be fair.
I thought it was reasonable for a bit, and then I got to the age where I was like, this really isn't actually cool. This is like a sort of wacky uncle writing what he thinks is cool, which is not cool. What else happened? I can't remember what else happened. Oh, Cersei's not pregnant, I'll tell you that now.
Nah.
She's not pregnant, and old Jaime will find out, and then he'll give her a big kick up the muff, and she's dead. The end.
And Bran is the Night King, I'm calling it now.
Bran is the Night King.
I don't know, I haven't worked it out. I just think he looks a lot like him.
I think... He walks back in time like he can, like he went to see Hodor.
Mm.
So he walks back in time to that geezer, to Tim Roth, as he's getting turned into the first White Walker / Night King. And then he gets stuck in that body when the dragon glass gets in and he turns into it. And then his wrath is to behold.
But then how does Bran get born later on if he's already...
Oh, I don't know, mate. You work it out.
I can't.
How does Hodor go mental when Bran hasn't even been born yet?
I can't.
Bring time travelling into these things? It doesn't make any sense. It's nearly as bad as Harry Potter when Harry saves himself from the Dementors. Great. So how does that work in any world?
God, I hate that series. It's so stupid.
So it was magic. That is... Honestly, every single little mystery in Harry Potter is just shattered because it's either love... Oh, they've got a mystical weapon at the end. Oh, it turns out it's the power of love.
Huey Lewis.
Great. I wonder who saves Harry from the Dementors. Oh, Harry goes back in time and it's him. Chamber of Secrets. It's a snake. Great. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
No, it was a really big snake.
Excellent. Could have been anything. Could have been literally anything she wanted.
What would you have picked?
A King Kong.
A paedophile.
A paedophile, yeah. No, not a paedophile. That's not funny.
That's Fred and Rose West down in the Chamber of Secrets doing their dirty deeds. Couple of bathtubs down there.
No, considering it was another bathroom, it should be Ian Huntley.
Yeah, true. If we're going to be sensible about it.
Probably enough. Yeah, if you're going to be sensible. Yeah. So that's Game of Thrones rounded up for the week.
Yeah, great. And Potter. Great. Anything else from this pod, or can we wrap?
Are you ready for a TV theme
tune?
Yeah,
I am.
Look at your face. Misery.
I can't. I don't have a mirror. I have to get close enough to your glasses, but that made me feel nauseous.
You're under the impression that I want that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Why are you licking your lips
then? Leave me alone. This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required.
This is the part of the show
where I play the theme tune from a TV show.
Just before we move on, just uncross your legs if you don't have a boner. Just do it, and then we know.
I am not the one on trial here.
Yeah, great, you are now.
What an Englishman does in the safety of his mother's basement is nought to do with anyone else.
I don't have to stand up at any point for any reason.
If he makes you feel better, there you go.
The pillow's because my lap's cold. I'll get a cold lap.
Did you think that little nub of fly that was leaning up, you thought that was it?
Yeah.
Jesus. I know I'm short, but come on. It's not the size of an earplug. And if it is, it's an XL earplug. A man's earplug. This reads theme tune. Comes from the TV show Early Doors.
Okay.
I'm sure you haven't seen it.
Nah.
Probably because I recommended it to you.
Yeah.
It's written by Craig Cash and Phil Mealy, I believe, who wrote Royal Family with Caroline Hearn.
Is Craig Cash related to Pat Cash?
But Caroline Hearn emigrated to Australia, so Craig Cash and Phil Mealy wrote...
To go and see Pat Cash.
Wrote Early Doors, which is a show about a pub. And it's really good. It's one of the great lost British sitcoms. It's better than The Royal Family, in fact. There you go. And you can quote me on that. So this is Small World by Roddy Frame. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
As we said earlier, our new sketch is on YouTube. We'll put it in the description. If not, just search Tom and Jack Podcast on YouTube. Go right down to the fourth page and you'll see us there.
Just look for the...
Do the rest.
Most poor performing YouTube videos.
Yeah, exactly. And ignore all the comments on Reddit and that. They don't know what they're talking about. Stay out of trouble.
Keep your noses clean, son. Bye.